بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما من دابة في الأرض إلا على الله رزقها ويعلم مستقرها ومستودعها كل في كتاب مبين صدق الله العظيم Honorable علماء الكرام students, elders and brothers, one of the concerns that we all have in this world is the concern of earning a livelihood, putting some food on the table. Now this is something which is not only a concern, but rather this is also a command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to earn a living, to fulfill our needs, the needs of our families and dependents. There are many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where he explained to this ummah that the correct method to fulfill this need is not to go around begging and depending on others, but the correct method is to earn a living for oneself. And likewise, there are many virtues in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding making a halal living, earning one's wealth. On one occasion, just to mention one narration, Sahaba radiallahu anhum saw a person walking in a rush, in a hurry past the masjid. With a lot of energy and vigor he was going. They said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how nice if this person could use this energy and the strength of his, this vigor in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the sahaba, that oh my sahaba, if he is going with this energy and vigor to earn some livelihood, to support his children, his dependents, his family, from stretching his hand out before others, فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, then this walking of his and this effort of his is all in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be rewarded for this. But yes, if he is going with this energy and vigor to earn wealth, not to fulfill his need and the need of his dependents, but rather رِيَاءً وَمُفَاخَرَةً, he's doing it for show, to compete with others. فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ الشَّيْطَانِ, then yes indeed, he is in the path of shaitan, and instead of earning reward, he is earning sin from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a concern that we all have, the concern of earning a livelihood, supporting our families, fulfilling our needs. And as I said, this is the command of the Quran, the command of the Sharia, command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this concern is correct. However, the concern of how much wealth I am earning. So understand this well. One is the concern that I need to go and earn a livelihood. This is within the limits of the Sharia. But the concern, the worry, or sometimes the depression, that why am I not earning so much? Why I am only earning this much? He has so much, I only have this much. Now this is a concern and a worry which is not our priority, not our prerogative. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the directive and the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا, You know, just to digress, this verse, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ is a verse from Surah Hud. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, one day they noticed some strands of white hair on the Mubarak head of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had very few white hairs. Sahaba radiallahu anhu say, you could count the strands of white hairs on the head and on the beard of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they noticed the white hair. So they made mention of this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shayyabatni Hud. That this surah Hud has turned me grey, turned me white. Muhaddithin explain that in this surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتِ, that remain steadfast on the commands that I have given you. It is the worry, the concern for the akhirat, for the hereafter. It is the worry and concern to fulfill this command of the Quran that has turned me white. How many of us can claim today that we have turned white and grey out of worry about the hereafter? Out of worry about our earnings for our real life. Out of worry and concern of the food we will eat in our real life. Out of worry and concern about the house we will live in our real life. Because this life is not our life. So is وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Teaching us the same aspect, the same lesson. That the worry of earning, you have to make. You have to go out and make that effort. But this concern, this worry, or this, you know, stress, or sometimes depression, why I don't have so much, this is not your worry. This is not your concern. This is not in your control. This is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that there is no creature on the surface of this earth, إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا, but the risk of that creature comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not the person, it is not any person, it is not our profession, it is not our intellect, it is not our business. Yes, these are commands we have to do. Doesn't mean that we don't have to do these things. Once a group of people from Yemen came to Medina Munawwara. They introduced themselves to Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu with these words that we are the mutawakkilun. We are the mutawakkilun. We are those people that have placed our trust only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't make an effort to earn anything. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said to them, kathabtum, you are lying. You are not the mutawakkilun. إِنَّمَا الْمُتَوَكِّلْ رَجُلٌ أَلْقَى حَبَّةً فِي الْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ تَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. The mutawakkil is who? The one who places his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is who? The person who throws the seed in the ground. And then he places his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His concern, his worry is to make an effort. But the worry of how much of a risk that he is going to get, this is only the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is something which the disbelievers, those who don't have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they fail to comprehend, they fail to understand. In the understanding out there, in profession, we will earn. In accordance with the profession, we will earn. In accordance to our context, we will earn. You know, this is also one of the lessons that we learn from the people of Gaza. That the disbelievers, in their minds, in their understanding, we are starving you. Now for a mu'min understands that you can never starve me. You can never starve me. What Allah has written for me, what I am going to eat is written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you and all your power and might decide to stop that, it's not, you're not going to be able to do so. I will still get it. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided, for whatever reason in His wisdom, that I mustn't eat, I must remain hungry, for a wisdom known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the enemy of Allah must eat, for a wisdom known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perhaps the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that my banda, I will keep you hungry for a little while in this world, and in your real life you will continue eating and eating and eating and celebrating. And my enemy, you'll eat now some scraps and rags I will give you. Mata'ul hayati dunya. I will give you some little bit enjoyment in this world, and you will go around proudly saying that we will starve you to death. Salvation is coming in hereafter. Reflect over the words of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. He says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what beautiful words. La tadhummanna ahadan. La tadhummanna ahadan ala ma lam yu'tika Allah. Don't ever blame anyone. Don't ever blame anyone for something which Allah decided not to give you. It's Allah that didn't give you. It is not Jack and John that didn't give it to me. And then he goes on to say, فَإِنَّ رِزْقَ اللَّهِ لَا يَسُوقُهُ إِلَيْكَ حِرْصُ حَرِيسٍ. If there is a person who is desirous, who really wants you to enjoy the rizq of Allah, his desire, no matter how, you know, how sincere he may be, and no matter how much he may try, his effort and his desire will never let the rizq of Allah come to you. It is Allah that will make it come to you. وَلَا يَرُدُّهُ عَنْكَ كَرَاهِيَةُ كَارِهٍ. And if someone doesn't want you to get the rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not him. It is not his intention, not his plan, not his doing that stopped that risk from coming to you. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that decided that you are not going to get that risk. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and this is such an important lesson for us, he says that, remember, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ الرَّوْحَ وَالْفَرَجِ فِي الرِّضَى وَالْيَقِينِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed happiness, a comfortable life, stress-free life, stress-free state of mind, when the servant is happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فِي الرِّضَى وَالْيَقِينِ. And the servant has conviction that this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Haven't we heard? No matter what they have done, but the words that emanate from these people, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَجَعَلَ الْهَمَّ وَالْحُزْنِ فِي السَّخَطِ. And Allah has placed stress, worry, grief, depression in what? When we are not happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that, all believers, your worry is to go out and make an effort. But remember, your effort is not going to bring that result. That risk is going to come to you by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that risk. It is a misunderstanding. Sometimes we feel that if I'm going to do this, I will lose out. If I close my shop and go for salah, I'm going to get less risk. Or if I do this in this way, which the sunnah has taught me, then I'm not going to earn so much. This is all from shaitan, because it is not you and not me and not our plans and not our interventions that bring the risk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions an incident under this verse. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrates that when they, meaning the Ash'aris, he, his clan, they had come to Medina Munawwara. So they had run short of provisions. They had nothing to eat. So they decided, one of the people in the caravan or in their clan, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to request for some help. So this person goes to the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, And as he reaches the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he hears Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting this ayah. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. He thinks to himself, مَلْ أَشْعَرِيُّونَ بِأَهْوَنَا مِنَ الدَّوَابِ عَلَى اللَّهِ. That I'm sure, he's thinking to himself, he says, I'm sure if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing and taking care and granting risk to all the creatures in the earth, in the universe, then we the Ash'aris are not more insignificant in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than all the other creatures. Just as He is caring for them, He'll care for us. So He doesn't knock on the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He turns around and He goes back to His people. And when He goes to them, what does He say to them? Abshiru, abshiru, atakumul ghawth. I have good news for you. The help, some help is coming. Something is coming. So the Ash'aris are also comfortable. They, in their understanding, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to make some arrangements, is going to send something. Shortly thereafter, two people arrived with a whole lot of food, meat, bread, etc. So much of food. They said they ate and ate and ate to their full, and there was still food left over. So they thought to themselves, it is only right, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent this for us. We have eaten, we don't need this food, let us send it back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they send the food back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they also come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to thank Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you send so much of food for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ma arsaltu ilaykum shay'a. I never sent anything. They said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we sent this person to you, and he said, you are sending something. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls that person. This person narrates his incident. He says, this is what happened. When I came, I heard this. I heard you reciting this verse, so I went back. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ذَلِكَ رِزْقٌ رَزَقُكُمُوهَ اللَّهِ. This is the risk that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for you. The famous incident here of Musa alayhi salam, when he went to the mountain of Tur. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Every creature, millions and billions and countless of creatures Allah provides for, Allah will provide for us also. On the mountain of Tur, Musa alayhi salam is commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strike his asa on the rock. He strikes the rock cracks open, and inside that rock is a smaller rock. Allah commands him, crack that rock. He cracks that rock, and inside that second rock, a third rock appears, smaller one. Allah commands him, now crack that rock, and he cracks it open, and in the center of that rock is a small little insect with a fresh green leaf in its mouth. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. No matter where that creature is, إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. That risk is going to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. Allah says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like any government or any organization in this world. If an organization takes responsibility, we will send to you your monthly needs, we will deliver it to your door. If in 1 month a person is not at home, for example, he had to travel, how is he going to receive that parcel, that delivery from that organization? He will have to make arrangements, inform them. Allah Azza wa Jal says, Allah knows your permanent place of residence, وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. And if you are gone somewhere for a short while also, Allah knows where you are. Allah will send that rosy for you wherever you are. كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Everything has already been decreed. Before we were created, nay, before this universe was created, Allah already wrote how many morsels of food I am going to eat and how many morsels of food you are going to eat. To Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asks for something. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes in to see. What does he find? Finds tamratan ghabira. Just one date is left. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes that date and gives it to the beggar, and he gives the beggar a message. He says, Ama innaka law lam ta'tiha la'atatk. That remember, Had you not come to collect this risk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this risk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have definitely come to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to conclude, I will mention one ayat of the Quran Sharif and a line of poetry, a very famous poetry of a poet by the name of Abu Tamam. Abu Tamam rahmatullah alayhi says, يَنَانُ الْفَتَى مِنْ عَيْشِهِ وَهُوَ جَاهِلُ وَيُقْدِي الْفَتَى فِي عَيْشِهِ وَهُوَ عَالِمُ. Many times you see a young, a person, he's jahil, he doesn't know anything, but he's enjoying life. Allah has given him so much of risk. And many times you see a person who is highly qualified, intelligent, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't given him any risk. He's battling away. And then he says, remember, لَوْ كَانَتِ الْأَرْزَاقُ تَجْرِي بِالْحِجَى هَلَكْنَ إِذَنْ مِنْ جَهْلِهِنَّ الْبَهَائِمُ. That had risk been dependent on our intelligence, then all the animals around us would have died due to the ignorance. They don't have any intelligence. And Allah Azza wa Jal, to conclude, Allah Azza wa Jal reminds us, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. That remember, place your trust in that living being, الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ, that doesn't ever perish, doesn't ever die. Place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith we hear over and over again in the khutbah of Jum'ah, Allah, remember, وَإِنَّ نَفْسًا لَنْ تَمُوتُ. No person can die, حَتَّى تَسْتَكْمِلَ رِزْقَهَا, until that person has completed his risk. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. The message that is given to us on a Jumu'ah, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to earning, fulfilling your responsibility of earning, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Follow the commands of Allah. That is not going to decrease your risk. وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ. And moderately earn the livelihood. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ. And place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why in the next verse of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has created this entire universe, whatever we see, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Only to test you, to see which one of you does the best of a'mal. Reminding us that this effort that we're making to earn our livelihood, this is our need. And our greater need is to make an effort to earn our livelihood of the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.